up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go once again. Time for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Another hour, great polka music like we do every week here on the show. Glad you're with us for another round. I say us because I have a split personality, apparently. But anyway, I got a stack of polka records. My job is to play them for you, so that's what I have on the lineup. Are you ready to just jump right into it this week? Why the heck not, huh? Let's start out with the Golden Tones. It's the Take Me Baby Polka. Golden Tones there, and the Take Me Baby Polka. And just like that, another Oompa Hour is too far in to turn back now. I got a stack of records to play, and I'm going to do it, darn it. Hope you had a good week since we got together to do this last week. I had an interesting week. Fell down a couple times. Yeah, what used to be puddles turned into ice. Man, I'm telling you, and I'm paranoid about it, too. Because I had a big week last week. I turned 65, for one thing. And I marked 50 years since I first went on the air. So right away, I'm old and a little dicey anyway. And so one day, I go out the door, and what was a puddle the day before was a small, very smooth patch of ice. Yeah, slipped on that, fell down. Fortunately, landed in a snowbank. And those of you listening in warmer climes, you have no idea what we face up here in the North Country. And, yeah, skinned up my knee pretty good and got banged up a little bit, but okay, nothing broken. Made it to work in one piece. And then the next day, I was especially careful, knowing the trouble spots, and I got to the garage in what was pavement the day before and what looked like pavement in the morning, in the dark, of course, because it's 4 in the morning, actually was pavement with a very thin coating of ice on it. Next thing I know, I'm waking up laying on my back in the garage floor behind the car. But, again, scraped up my knee, schmucked up my wrist a little bit. Thought I may have broke it, but as the day went on, it got better. But there's owies, and my grandson is, like, bringing me Band-Aids now. It's like, Grandpa, I'm like, I don't need a Band-Aid. See, it's got a scab on it. That's medical science for seven-year-olds. Well, he's not seven yet. But, you know, you always round up. He's close. Won't be long. But anyway, tough week for people who fall down. Be careful out there. And for those of you where you never see ice in the sidewalk, aren't you lucky? But at least we don't have humidity and hurricanes and earthquakes. So that's what I say. Here's the Eddie Wojcik Orchestra now. It's the Bartender Polka.
Takes your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Hey!
He and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's where friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Yeah!
With the curly hair. When I want one for the road, he says you had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
They call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy. He never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey!
There you go, Eddie Wojcik's orchestra, the Bartender Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's see, what do we got going on here? Oh, I need to remind you that you can get in touch with the Oompa Hour if you have requests, dedication, comment, question, whatever. You can actually use a telephone, like even one with a dial on it, and use your voice if you want to. 218-259-2985. You could send a text to that message, or you can leave a voice message. Again, that's 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's always good because I probably check that the most often because it's easy. It's oompahour@aol.com. AOL, that early online company that's been around for 40 years, that is absolutely perfect for old farts like me that want to look at the email without a lot of work involved. Or you could also go to Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour and see what's going on. Probably the least reliable way, but I do look at the Facebook at least a couple of times a week. And you can also, if you follow the Oompa Hour on Facebook, you'll find out what songs are going to be on next week's show like 3 or 4 days before it happens because I pull out all the records and get them all planned out ahead of time. So I already know what I'm going to play. So you get them on the Facebook. It'll say, hey, coming up for next week's show. And you'll be able to bet people. I'll bet you that next week he's going to play Happy Louie doing the Good Luck Polka. And you would be right.
make a toast.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Everybody swing. Hey, Nazdravye, that's the way to make a toast. Nazdravye, here's good luck to you. The way to make a toast. Ah, salut. Here's good luck to you. Skål, skål, skål. That's the way to make a toast. Skål, skål, skål. And here's good luck to you.
Louie at his polka band. That's the Good Luck Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing anyway? Got to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Right there on Belknap Street. Some of you might even know where that is. And, you know, you would think there'd be some kind of special compass that would always point toward there, because there's 1,400 accordions there. And, you know, a compass points toward north because it's magnetic going that way. You would think there'd be some kind of special compass that would point toward an excessive number of bellows in one place or something, wouldn't you? But, yeah, they got about 1,400 accordions and related instruments on display at the museum there. They've got the concert hall. They've got the accordion technician and repair school. They got a gift shop, of course. They have research materials to research music, instruments, musicians, the whole deal. It's pretty fascinating if you've never been there. And if you haven't been there, and maybe don't think you're going to get there because you live a far, far, long, long way away, you can always check them out online, too. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them online. As we're heading into travel season again, spring and summer on the way, maybe you want to make it a destination. You know, you get to the Duluth Superior area, and you're right there at the tip of the north shore of Lake Superior. And you got all the, you just drive right up the shoreline there for long ways, all kinds of waterfalls and parks and hiking trails and all kinds of stuff to do. You'd be fascinated if you're from out of town. So check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the internet. You get the schedule, find out what they're doing and everything. Obviously, they're open a lot more in tourist season than they are up here in the middle of the winter. But check them out, worldofaccordions.org, all right? I got the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band here. They're on Bowery Records right out of Del Mar, California. Polka capital of California. I have no idea. And I have the Helena Polka, which for years I called the Helena Polka because it's spelled Helena. And like the town in Montana. And Molly B. herself told me it's the Helena Polka. And I've heard her introduce it 1,000 times as the Helena Polka. So I've decided you can't argue with Molly B., right? Here's the Helena Polka with Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band. There you go, Raspberry Reynolds and his polka band there, and the Helena Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. It's been a while, I think, since we played a Schottische. Don't you think? I mean, like, on purpose and everything, you know? I have Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins here on Polka Land Records. Polka Land, of course, out of Sheboygan. I just like saying Sheboygan. Y'all know that. Anyway, this is the Triplet Schottische. Thank you. there, Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, the triplet Schottish, as you can tell by all the triplets being played. In that one, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. I was going to tell you something important, now I don't remember what it was, so I guess we'll just gloss right over that and go to the harmony tones and the Oh Yeah Polka. The harmony tones, and that is the Oh Yeah Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I got a feeling for a Whoopi John record. I do. Whoopi John Wilfart and his band will play. A little German style for you, the No-No Polka. There you go, a little Whoopi John for you. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. I prefer the ones where they have some singing in them, but that's just me, because I try to sing with these and I make up my own words, and it never really works out all that well, you know what I mean? I haven't really had anything Slovenian style in the show this week yet, have I? How about Bob Mastella and the Polka Sharps? And unfortunately, this seems like a song that would have a lot of lyrics to it, but it doesn't. It's just the Politician Polka. Bob Mastel and the Polka Sharps and the Politician Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, you know, a lot of times you find a polka record and it's just a polka version of another song. That's not that uncommon. Even in the 60s and 70s, they were taking rock and roll and pop songs and turning them into polka songs by, you know, just playing them with a polka beat, really all you have to do. And here's a great classic country tune. Bob Wills wrote this and recorded it with his Texas Playboys back in 1956. Had a pretty big record with it. Ray Price covered it the next year in 1957. And like a million people recorded this. George Jones recorded this. I think it's a duet with Gene Pitney, if I recall. A lot of people recorded this one. And of course, you can turn it into a polka too. Here are the Ball Airs. My Shoes Keep Walking Back to You.
Nothing else means half as much as you. I can't forget no matter what I do. And my arms keep reaching for you. And my arms keep searching for you. And my lips keep calling for you. And my shoes keep walking back to you.
Yo, the ball airs. My shoes keep walking back to you here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, this happens every week. Right here at the same spot on your dial or your computer or your interwebs or your tablet or your smart speaker or wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week. Because, yeah, it's all over the place. We're on 30 radio stations coast to coast. A lot of those radio stations are streaming it, of course. We got some podcasters and some webcasters, too. So, Polka is everywhere. You can't stop it, man. All right, what do we got going on? I got to get a waltz in here. We always get a waltz in every show. I haven't even picked out a 78 of the week. We always try to do a 78 of the week. I've got another... Kenny Bass, 78 down here. I feel like I just played a Kenny Bass 78. I'll check into that and see what I can do here. I think I got a waltz coming up here from Johnny Plescia and the orchestra. Before we do that, though, let's do one from the Deutschmeisters. Asking that musical question, why did I get married? Deutschmeisters, why did I get married? Well, because it worked out well that way. Anyway, Deutschmeister's here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That's one of those 45s that looks like it's been through hell and back, and it still plays just fine. So I didn't even have to put a dime on the tone arm or nothing. All right, now, you know, in every show, we always like to do at least one waltz. And I have a waltz for you. We had a schottische earlier. We're getting pretty wild this week. I have Johnny Plesh and his orchestra. Are you ready, dancers? I always like to wait for the waltzers to get up off the couch. Maybe shove the coffee table out of the way or the kitchen table. Or maybe you're down in the rec room or the rumpus room. Do they call it that anymore? I know now they have a man cave. And I know they have the rec room or the family room. Do they still have a rumpus room? That was kind of a thing back in the... In the MCM days, that's a mid-century modern days, the wild days of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. All right, you ready? Johnny Plesh and the orchestra, I'll Never Forget You. Waltzers, you're off the hook now. You made it through another week. Johnny Plesh and the orchestra, I'll Never Forget You, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, you know, in every show, we always try to do at least 178, and I got one. I'm doing Kenny Bass again. I think I played Kenny Bass last week. At least that's the record that's on the top of the 78 stack that I have over here that I quaintly call the played stack. So all the other records go back on the shelves, but the shelves aren't strong enough for 78s, so they go in a pile under the counter here, and the top record on the pile is a different Kenny Bass record, but I don't care. I like some records, these 78s amaze me, because they can look like they've been through a war. Maybe they have, and you're like, this is not going to play. It's got a big chip out of it at the edge there, and it's all grungy, and the grooves are worn. They look gray. It's not even a shiny black record. Then you put them on the turntable, and it's like, wow, that sounds pretty good. So you have to imagine that this is a pretty crummy-looking record. but it still sounds really good. And advice to you, if you still play 78s, don't watch them going around because too darn fast going to make you throw up. Here's the Ranch House Polka, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. I tell you, I'd put Kenny Bass up against Frank Yankovic anytime. There's Ranch House Polka, our 78 of the week, bright orange coral 78. I might even throw a picture of that on the old Facebook there, so you can, every now and then I get somebody, you're not really playing 78s, are you? I'll put a little picture up of that one on the Facebook, if I remember here, when I get done with the show this week, so you can take a look at that. What do we got going on? Oh, yeah, I got Bernie Roberts and the orchestra coming up next. We get requests for Bernie Roberts right along with Roman Rizak. Get a lot of requests, too, and I don't have enough Roman Rizak records to play. But I got a Bernie Roberts record coming up here in just a little bit. But before we do that, let's do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, well, I promised you Bernie Roberts. Let's do Bernie Roberts. Here's a pretty dancing girl.
Thank you.
And there you go, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. I believe that's credited to the Bernie Roberts singers doing the vocals on there. Pretty Dancing Girl here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I got to keep an eye on the old clock on the wall here. Let's see what else we can slip in here. I have the Eddie Foreman Orchestra. That's what I have. And play a song for me.
Yashu, but I called him Music Man. Now Music Man is loved by everyone he knew. And Music Man sang songs, and he played the squeeze box too.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
Down to Music Man's almost every day. We'd sit and drink the pee-ball that Music Man had made. Then he'd take his squeeze box down and ask me if I'd sing. And he would play the squeeze box, and we'd sing all day.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
That's when I was just a kid, and now that I am grown, all I have are memories, old Music Man is gone. But he left me his squeeze box, and it always takes me back. And every time I play it, I still hear Music Man.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
There you go, the Eddie Foreman Orchestra there. Play a song for me, Music Man. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. You know what I think? I think we got time to squeeze in one more. That's what I'm thinking. How about Walt Gruller and his orchestra? You ready? Shut up and drink your beer.
Shut up and drink your beer. Shut up.
Charlie's Tavern, not too far from town. All the fellows gather, each one buys a round. When their glass is empty, another's on its way. Through all the conversation, you can hear them say,
shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Bartender, let's have another.
Thank you. Charlie's Tavern, not too far from town. All the fellas gather, each one buys a round. When their glass is empty, another's on his way. Through all the conversation, you can hear them say, shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Bartender, let's have another.
Go, Walt Grohler and his orchestra there. Shut up and drink your beer here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, and the old clock on the wall tells me it's about time to wrap this up for another week. But gosh, I'll be back again next week with a fresh stack of records to play. In fact, I've already started picking them out, so we're going to be in good shape. So, hey, join me again next time, okay?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.